So now we can move on to the next phase, which again, you see that this was a big category, but like a Dave Elman induction, you're only moving to the next step once you've satisfied the previous one, stepping stones, which makes this process so much more confident for you for to jump in. So what do we do now? We're going to let the child experience the ISE, the initial moment, with better resources. Which would be, as I count from 1 to 3, you and I get to watch that 3-year-old you go through that experience where you felt afraid, but she gets to go through it now knowing, read back some of the things they've suggested to themselves. Knowing that when your parents are fighting, they're arguing with each other and it's not your fault. Knowing that food never has satisfied that stress and you can completely eradicate that behavior now. Knowing that those cigarettes never made you feel better in the first place. Knowing that whatever you've already shared, I'm going to feed back in that moment. So here we go, 1, 2, 3. You're watching, you're reporting. How is she doing now? And in that moment, what's happening here? The client is giving commentary on what they are observing. Again, rarely will you run into this issue, but it's a place where if they change the physicality of what happened, I won't let them do that. We can't change the past, we only can change the feeling. Yet as she goes through that now and these same events occur, how is she feeling now? That's going to give you a better choice of phrasing. Good. Then from there, once we've done that, we can now pace the work forward and integrate. So as she's now successfully gone through the experience, this becomes a place where if I have subsequent sensitizing events, I can now begin to walk them through them. Pick up the hand and drop it. Be there 7 years old where the math teacher yelled at you. There's that math teacher yelling at you. How is she feeling now? This is what's happening different. Fantastic. As I pick up the hand and drop it, there she is, 14 years old. And there's that boy that broke up with her in front of all of her friends. And in the past, you felt heartbroken. You felt hurt. Yet as she goes through it, how does she feel now? Oh, she knows she's going to meet someone else. She knows that this was her first love. And she doesn't know it yet, but they're eventually going to become friends. Cool. And basically, I'm going to play that strategy up until the point where I can do a little bit of integration. Which at this point, I can highlight a small nuance inside of this process. As I'm speaking to the child, I'm placing my hand on the back of their hand. As I'm speaking to the adult, I'm placing my hand on their shoulder. And I hesitate to call it anchoring, though it's a form of anchoring. It's more of a shortcut, because now I don't have to say, B3, be the adult. B3, be the adult. Well, how do you feel now? I feel good. Well, tell her what she needs to hear, and it begins to shortcut the process. There's a technique out of NLP, though, that's called collapsing of anchors, which is where you create two opposing anchors and you fire them both off at the same time. So as I get to the integration, I am also now collapsing anchors. So as if that 3-year-old you has grown up to be 42 years old, you can see her as that person that today you are ready to become. The two of you walk towards each other, the two of you merge into one as you can feel that change taking place inside. And I'm laying the hands on both locations at the same time. This is like extra credit stuff, though it's an amazing thing you can begin to see that integration. There's also a concept out of NLP called analog marking, where throughout this class you can begin to see all the amazing changes that are going on and hear all the differences that are going. And I made a sound when I said hear, and I gave you a gesture when I said see, and what have I just now done? As if you can feel that change taking place. And part of the mind will hear the command of feel that with a physical gesture. I felt that. Yet the other part of the mind will feel that change taking place. It's just this little extra credit nuance that really, really makes a nice difference. It's not necessary, though I found it to on one side expedite my language, clean up my terminology, but also set me up for layering layering in another strategy inside of an already effective strategy. A mystery wrapped in an enigma, you get the idea. As if you can feel that change taking place inside now. And as you feel that change taking place, what's that feeling inside of you now?